Off the Ball, GAA.
But with the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, Niall Scully, how are you, sir?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for talking to us. First off, the association that Super Value have with the GAA, it's been a fantastic, I suppose, partnership, and it's going to continue for another 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the branding of Super Value and the GAA probably has become a lot closer. And when you look into the GAA, Super Value is probably one of the brands that you recognise while speaking about it, and vice versa. I know from an individual perspective, when you're going to Super Value, you kind of relate to a lot of stuff in relation to the GAA about it.
Not easy for you today, I'd imagine, coming down here to do several interviews talking about what happened last weekend.
Yeah, look, come here. As I've said already, we as a group are usually disappointed with the result from the weekend. But again, we've had a couple of days to kind of reflect and to see what was going on. And I suppose from my own personal opinion, getting to watch the game back, we can have no complaints. I think Meath were probably the better team on the day, and we just didn't perform in the closing moments of the game. You know, we were just turning the ball over and probably had a bit of poor decision making. And to be fair to Meath, they punished us in the first half and they held on to that lead then in the second.
I know they had a strong breeze in the first half as well. That obviously didn't help you.
No, absolutely. But we've played against breezes like that throughout the National League and against Wicklow in the first round. So it wouldn't have been an excuse, and we would have known an hour before the game that wind was there.
It's all about the response. That's how you recover from this, I guess.
Absolutely. Like that, we know we have what's in the group, what it takes. So again, we have an important 3 or 4 weeks coming up, and we will reflect, we'll review the Meath game. But then after that's done, it's very much so moving past that and looking at the next avenue that we're going into.
And you say you've watched it back. When you watched it back, what was your biggest takeaway from the Dublin performance, and what needs to improve for the next day?
Come here, there was loads of improvements. I think we probably, as I said, already said, we probably had a lot of turnovers that were unforced and that probably didn't need to happen. Mm-hmm. And we were giving the ball back to Meath, and they were obviously creating their scoring opportunities. So we're going to have to clean up in terms of that. And then the shooting efficiency will probably be another aspect that needs to be had a look.
I suppose a few obituaries might be written about you following last weekend's performance. Mm. Does proving the doubters wrong, I guess, motivate you?
Not really. Look, I have to be honest, like the media side of things and as a group, it's not something that we're going to be focusing on 100%. Them conversations will be going on, but for us, that's external conversations. Mm. That's not something that's going to impact us or help us move past what has gone on. So look, then things will definitely be going on, but internally we won't be focusing on anything like that.
It's the first time in 15 years that Dublin haven't been involved in a Leinster final. It's going to be, I suppose, weird not preparing for Leinster final weekend.
Definitely. Look, it's something new and something different for me. But again, as I said, what we'll do is review the Meath game, and again, we'll look at it from an angle of it's going to be an exciting 3 or 4 weeks. The group stages are obviously going to be coming up. We're more than likely going to be in a tough group. So that's something exciting to look forward to for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll be third seed heading into that draw. It hasn't taken place yet as we're talking, so it's going to be a tough group no matter what happens.
Absolutely. Like, again, regardless, the last kind of 2 years, we've been in tough groups. We've had two tough groups in the Super 8s as well. You're going to have to play the teams at your level at this stage of the competition. So it is something we'll get to look forward to. We'll be on the road for a couple of games as well, which will be exciting for us as players and us, the Dublin supporters as well.
How are you finding the new rules?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm quite fond of them. And like most of them, I think, as I've already said, maybe a year or two ago and the old rules, the game was becoming quite lethargic, quite slow, quite boring. And I say that as a player playing the game and then watching the game as well was becoming a bit more difficult. The new rules have definitely speeded it up. As I said, inside a 10-point win or a 10-point half-time result isn't necessarily a big lead anymore. But come here, it's definitely speeded up the game. It's a lot more enjoyable. As a spectator, all the games have been a lot closer. But again, maybe a couple of tweaks, and I think we'd be looking at that we're in the right direction.
Yeah, I spoke to Jamar and Killian there. They said the three-up rule was their favourite of the new rules. Is that your favourite? Which one would be your favourite?
I'd say it's probably the one that has the most impact in terms of the changes from last season into this season. You're defending your own goal with 11 players, so there's a lot more space where previously you probably would have had 29 players inside 45-metre space. So you know yourself, it's quite difficult to find opportunities to score goals and to score points. So the three up, the solo and go, definitely you see it being used a lot. And again, as I said, speeds up the game. We don't have really any more people staying on the ground or going backwards with the ball. It's more so up and at it. And Jesus, what are the rest of them?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard to keep track of all of them. And you said you tweaked some of them off. What would be the ones you'd be tweaking?
Yeah, look, I think the kick-out one is probably something that I potentially have a look at. I think now with the rule changes of the three up and the four back, a short kick-out now means that the opposition can press that because it's really man-on-man. They can't go back to the keeper with it. And I think what we're probably seeing now is just all the kick-outs being very one-dimensional and just being sent long. Again, that's obviously what they were looking to do, but I think as an overall kind of looking at that, it's a lot of it is breaking ball, a lot of it is dirty ball, more so than the high field and that was being looked for. Even potentially if the opposition kick a wide, you can kick a short kick out. If they kick a score, you have to kick it outside the arc. Just something to kind of make it a bit more fluid would be okay.
Excellent. Niall, thanks very much. Best of luck for the summer ahead.
Thanks very much.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name model that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.